Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, what does the opening of the Independent Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission really mean for Australia's senior citizens who rely on aged care?
So the simplest thing it means straight away is that instead of there being different places that you might think about going to raise an issue that you're not satisfied with, there's now one. There used to be, until the 31st of December, there was an aged care quality agency, and it was responsible for accrediting aged care providers, whether they were home care or residential providers. It actually, if you like, inspected them to make sure that their systems and processes and outcomes were in place, were safe, and providing acceptable quality care against a set of standards. Separately, there was a complaints commissioner that you could go to if you weren't happy with complaints that you'd made, how they were being resolved at the provider level, or if for some reason you just felt you needed to bypass the provider and go direct to the complaint service. Those two agencies have been brought together into one independent commission. And at the end of this year, that commission will also take on some functions that the Department of Health still has in this area, which is, having looked at what a provider's doing or not doing, the agency used to then go to the department and say, we've got an issue here, and the department would work out whether compliance issues were at stake and whether they should impose sanctions, for example. By the end of this year, the commission will be doing that as well. So it really will become the one place to go to in terms of any issue that people have about either residential care or home care. That's the simple level. The extended answer to that is to say this is part of a range of reforms that are going on. And one other aspect of that is that on the 1st of July, we have a new set of aged care standards coming into force. They're known, they're out and about now, but they come into legal force on the 1st of July, and all providers will be judged by those. So they're the first new standards in 20 years. They've been subject to a lot of consultation with us and others, and they're much more focused than the old standards were on what the outcome is, what the actual experience is of a consumer of aged care, a resident in residential care, or a person receiving care at home. The commission will administer those. And the third component of this is that we're going to see in 2019 the full impact of the government's decision last year that all visits to residential or home care will be unannounced. In the past, while there were unannounced spot checks in residential care, the major visit to do with whether you were accredited or not was known in advance, and you planned for it, and people came at an agreed time. And there was a lot of criticism, including from us, that some providers, not all, really played to that they fixed things up, tidied things up, spruced things up for that purpose. Now, the government announced last year, and it's begun implementing, but the full impact will be felt throughout this year, that all visits to aged care providers will be unannounced, which means 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year, providers could have a visit from the commission.
Yeah, right.
So those are some of the changes that have come into effect when the new commission opened its doors last week.
It all sounds really, really positive. A bit of an integrated care kind of organisation, a commission, which is what it sounds like it's going to be. There's also, I guess, another side of it with the launching of the commission's one-stop quality and safety website. So, in terms of accessibility, how can this website be seen as a viable solution for older Australians wanting help?
Well, the website is one place to go. There's also just one phone number to ring, people can pick up the phone and talk to the commission. I'm sure they're very receptive to receiving phone calls. Or people can write to the commission, but obviously the best thing to do is to pick up the phone and talk to them about what the issue you're having is, what attempts may or may not have been made to resolve it, what your ongoing concerns are, and what they can do about it. Now, they can take a whole range of actions. I think because they're only in one place, we won't see, you know, potential for things to slip through the cracks. We don't have a siloed approach. We don't have to have staff in the quality agency having to go talk to staff in the complaints commission. They're all the same organisation now. So I think people should feel more confident. The other thing to say that's also new is that the new commission has a terms of reference, if you like, a clear function statement that the previous agencies didn't have, and that's to promote engagement in the quality process between aged care providers and consumers and families. That is to say, let's encourage, indeed require, providers to be more proactive in engaging people who are receiving their services and their families from the get-go, because I think, you know, many people would prefer that the agency, an aged care provider is quite upfront with them and saying, this is how, where you should go if you have any issues with us. Come and talk to us first. We're open. We're keen to hear if we're not doing what you want. And also to be quite transparent about what complaints they receive, what they've done about those complaints, how those complaints are being used to improve services, and even when things go wrong, well, we did this wrong, this happened, this is what we did about it, this is what we've learned from it, this is what we're going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again. I think I feel more comfortable with a provider who says, yeah, we make mistakes and this is what we do about them, than the providers who want to hide behind not telling people, hoping no one hears, then something does get, you know, comes out into the open, and that just creates bad blood all around.
Truth is always a positive thing. It might bite sometimes, but it ultimately, I guess, builds a lot of trust with that that specific organisation. And with the media now coming on board with representing cases of mistreatment in aged care, why do you think it took so long for the issue to, I guess, come to light? And why do you think it's so important to keep addressing the issue?
Look, I think issues of quality in aged care have been raised in the media from time to time over many, many years. And often they've led to significant improvements in the system, as we've seen this occasion. Many of these changes were recommended by a major inquiry headed by Kate Carnell and Professor Ron Patterson from New Zealand, that was appointed by the aged care minister, Ken Wyatt, after the Oakton situation in South Australia. And he wanted to know what we could do to improve national aged care quality regulation. And things like unannounced visits and a single commission, they were an essential part of, and increasing engagement of consumers. They were essential recommendations that the government has picked up and implemented. We were already moving on the new aged care standards and a range of other measures to improve quality across aged care. It's a continual exercise. It requires both policy change and regulatory change. Getting attention on aged care, I have to tell you, as an advocate for many years, has not been easy. I think many in the Australian population are afraid to talk about getting older, and ageism is quite widespread, and getting a big focus on aged care has always been a challenge. We now, of course, also have a Royal Commission into aged care quality and safety, and we are hoping that throughout this year that will turn quite a spotlight on what needs to be done to lift Australia's overall good aged care system up another couple of notches so that it really is world-leading, and we don't see the kind of things that go wrong in a minority of providers that we unfortunately see too often.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like there's a lot of really important and I guess, positive work that's going on at the moment and positive organisations and commissions that are coming out of that the investigation inquiry. That's what the word I was trying to find that you just mentioned before. So yeah, it seems like we're finally getting off on the right foot, and that aged care in Australia seems to be heading in the right direction now. So thank you so much, Ian, for joining us this morning and letting us know the insider knowledge, if you will.
Okay, thank you for giving it attention.
No worries.